Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the fourth installment of the Superman Marathon. Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. I'm your host, the Marlowe Ziggy. Joining me is a man who is still wowing at Superman 3, Mr. Dragon. Dragon, say hi.
So things have been happening during this marathon, and I'm not sure why.
So this is the last Superman movie we would get until 2006. This is bad. I'm just going to come out and say it right now. This is a horrendous piece of shit. You can already tell the budget's not there anymore.
Sure it is. Obviously, the CGI is much better than the previous.
Although I do like that the logo, like the Superman 4, that's straight up the comics font for Superman, so that's a nice touch. Yeah, this is Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Rush development. What are you laughing at now?
It's just the wipe it's using for all the text.
Yeah, like it's obviously at the beginning, after the tone difference of Superman 3, it's obviously trying to glob. I guarantee you it received negative backlash from that, just because of how tonally different it was, despite that you and I had a good time with it. But it's tough. It's a step in the wrong direction. This is basically the Batman and Robin for Superman. This is how bad this movie is. So if you thought shenanigans happened before, but you've never seen this before, right?
To reconfirm, I've never seen any of these movies.
You've only
up
seen
until
Return.
Man of Steel.
You've never seen Returns either?
No.
What?
I have only seen Man of Steel.
How have you not seen Returns?
I haven't really cared to watch it.
You have it, though, right?
I do not own it, no. Why would I own Returns?
Oh,
or were you talking about Man of Steel?
Returns. I specifically said Returns.
I don't own Returns. I only own Man of Steel. I've only ever owned movies that I've already seen. Except for Back to the Future. That was an exception.
All right, so this is already a long sequence. I'm already being negative because I've seen this movie before, and it's just, oh my god, this is just ridiculous.
Now you're bitching about the intro being long?
Because I know what's coming next, because at least the last one had meaningful characters, an interesting plot, interesting story arc for it.
Like, Superman 1 and 2 already seemed like they had much longer...
But they looked cooler! This is just, like, freaking...
They did not look cool.
They were boring. They looked cool, and they had good...
It looked like the fucking space screensaver on a Windows 95 computer.
Just look at this. So this, I think, came out in 1987. 2 years before Batmania 2 hit, which is Batman 89, which we covered last year. You should go listen to our entire track of all, what is it, 8 Batman movies?
7, I think.
7, yeah. So here we are. This is weird to talk about the plot, because basically it's called The Quest for Peace. Superman wants to bring world peace, and Lex Luthor, and there's a new villain that doesn't appear in the comics at all. That could be a ripoff of Captain Planet, but who knows? Or not ripoff of Captain Planet, but Captain Planet's worst enemy, Adolf Hitler. I mean, what's it? Wasn't there like an anti-Captain Planet?
Yes, there was.
Was it Nuclear Man? No.
I don't remember what his name was. I'd have to look it up.
But he looked like Captain Planet, right?
Except Ginger.
Yeah. The truest of evils.
Thanks, Obama.
Arigato, Obama-san. So here we go. We got, you know, these random Russians. Oh, look, it's super... Oh, God. Oh. Oh, no.
It looks the same to me.
No, it doesn't.
In terms of special effects.
You can tell there's a difference.
I think you're just looking for it because you already think it's bad.
No, I already know it's bad, and I'm not the only one who knows it's bad.
Shading is a little off, yes.
Like, I already, like, I can
it
tell
still
you.
Still seems
to I know you. I know you.
Three movies.
Yeah, I know you've never seen this movie, okay? And maybe you'll like, maybe in a weird way you'll like it, just to be contradictory to me. But this movie is horrible. Also, cool, Superman's a man of the people. can speak Russian fluently.
Turns out he's been a Red Son this entire time.
Actually, that's one of the better Superman stories of all time.
I used to own it. I have no idea what happened to my copy.
That sucks. That's a damn good Superman story.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I'll try to be nice. I'll try to be nice. But once the shenanigans starts, I'm throwing grenades.
If you look from the east, from right here, you can see...
Metropolis?
Yeah.
Fuck you. So this is this fourth iteration of Christopher Reeve looking as Superman as he can. You know...
Although I don't think we've ever seen him truly at the farm.
No, not as Christopher Reeve, no. We saw a Clark Kent, but that was a different actor. With Christopher Reeve's dubbed voice. Not dumb, but dubbed. Like, it was voiceover.
That's
dubbed.
Weird.
Yeah, they dubbed over the voice actor. The actor. So it's clearly obvious. I talked about it when we recorded Superman 1.
Somewhere in the background, you can hear somebody save me.
Oh, God. You can keep your Smallville shit out of here, please. And for some reason, he's decided to go back to where his mom... Like, this is back from Superman 1. It's clear that... Based on like a lot of the opening cinematic, or the crawl, this they're trying to capture, the magic of Superman 1. That's what they're trying to do, which is something Batman and Robin didn't do. Which is basically Batman and Robin try to capture the magic of the Batman, 60s show. Can't be as fucked. Doesn't make any sense. Although I feel kind of redundant to do this after four movies, since you think people would already know this,
mm-hmm.
You know? That once again, that's not kryptonite.
If you want to go in the boy's hole, you got to pay the troll toll.
What?
It has nothing to do with anything. I just felt like referencing It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Because I really like that show. It's great.
Yeah.
Everybody should watch it. By the power of Grayskull, I now have the power.
Oh, God. That's him using his X-ray vision. What the fuck was that?
X-ray vision? I thought that was just transitionary powers.
No, that's X-ray vision. Or at least them trying to do X-ray vision. What is up with the odd green? Like, that's just an odd... Like, that's a weird, like, overtly green. Let's turn it up super green.
Hey, man. If we could ever do a Green Lantern movie and it was within this time, that would be the perfect green.
Whatever. Oh, the Kent farm's for sale. That's sad. So did his mom die? I don't remember. Again, I've seen this movie. I know the bad parts, but I don't remember if his mom died or not. Because otherwise, why would he be selling the farm?
Well, if we want to go by my knowledge of Smallville, what happens in that show is... Martha Kent starts getting into politics and becomes, like, the senator of Kansas. So she has to, like, move to a more, I think she either moves to... She moves to Washington State. Not Washington State. Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much why she had to sell the farm. Well, not sell the farm, but give it to Clark for him to either keep it or sell it.
Ah.
So that might have been what happened here, too.
Maybe not the senator thing, because... When we meet Martha, she was already an old lady. Like, really old. If there's one thing about Smallville that it did, it made the Kents younger. Mm-hmm. A lot younger versus when they found him. They were already in their 40s, I think.
I mean, have you seen a state senator nowadays? They're pretty old.
No, but, like, she was really old. Even when they found them, so I don't think... I wonder if she's dead, because they don't... You'd think she would be out here talking about, like, this is my fucking home you're selling.
Nonetheless, again, if... she gave Clark the deed.
True, that's also true. Which wouldn't surprise me. Also, you gotta prove he can't... He has to be super weak.
Super weak at this point, or just super uncoordinated?
Super uncoordinated and super weak.
I don't know, I see those broad shoulders from here.
That's true. I don't know how you can hide, like... Especially when he's wearing farmer clothes... Like, with the business suit, he can, like, wear layers versus that. You gotta, it's hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the thing is, he's not that big of a guy. Like, in terms of, like, bulk-wise. He's not, like, Christopher Reeve is not ripped. Or if it, if he is, he's not showed. Whee! It goes into outer space.
And then in China, it breaks somebody's window. Little help!
And here's a...
Why is there a flower garden?
It's Lex Luthor. Who's probably been in jail this entire time since Superman 2.
Who gave him that toupee?
He probably grew it out again.
But he was outright bald.
I don't know.
And he needed that toupee to hide his baldness.
Maybe he snuck in a hair growth formula, probably.
I feel like you're full of shit right
probably,
now.
But this movie's full of shit, so I'm just going to make shit for it. So doesn't make any sense.
If you want to look for the sense, you gotta get Zen, and then look for the rest of the word. I don't fucking know.
And now we give Luthor's new sidekick right here.
Oh, hey, it's Alan from 2 1/2 Men.
Is that really him?
Yep.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Wow. This is the Charlie Sheen and eventually Ashton Kutcher's annoying friend brother thing?
Yeah.
That's really weird. I never knew that. Also, 2 1/2 Men is a horrible comedy. It's legit. It's as bad as Big Bang Theory.
Were you surprised how quickly I recognized him?
A little bit, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Like, holy shit, he's in Superman 4. If he's ever at a convention, we have to bug him about this.
Another fun fact, he is also one of the civilians in L.A. Noire.
That I knew. Because he has one of those voices. So he's basically... Remember Otis? Charming Otis Berg? Otis Berg?
Oh, yeah. Son?
No, I don't think he's a son, but I think he's basically the replacement for like a... You can tell he's an 80s kid. He has weird hair. He has a big jacket. And he's Luthor's... And he's obviously a tech person. And those cops are going to be dead. And the Duke boys don't know how to... Oh, wow.
And that is not how you stunt.
No. Also, the horrible editing cutaways and how it was like it felt stiff editing. Like, it, I don't know. That just felt weird how that was cut together.
So, how are we going to get out of here now that you've used the car to murder... Well, not even murder two cops. You just wasted a car.
Yeah. They didn't, you'd think they would be dead after that, considering it probably landed and then exploded. No, the cops are fine.
Yeah, man. They knew how to get out of that situation. What you didn't know is that one of them is actually MacGruber.
MacGruber! That's the movie we need to do. That movie's hilarious. Did you ever see the movie? Because I know he was an SNL skit for the longest time, but the movie's great.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie itself.
You should see the movie. It's hilarious.
I feel like it's just a more elongated SNL sketch than anything.
I have never seen the SNL sketch, so I can't confirm it tonight. All I know is very freaking hilarious. Also, again, Christopher Reeve rocking that excellent... I told myself if I ever...
You can prevent forest fires.
If I ever was a reporter, or like a comic... Like I write for 2 comic sites and if I ever go to comic convention asking questions, I think I might dress up like that, like a suit, trench coat, hat, with like a little press thing on the hat and just like, you know, just look like I'm Christopher Reeve as press. Totally do that. Cosplay as press while being actual press.
All right, so I'm on IMDb right now, and it is confirmed as John Cryer, who is also on 2 1/2 Men.
Oh, look, phone booth.
I hope nobody noticed me shoving my glasses up my ass.
Yeah, where does he put those? Oh, that was pretty bad flying.
Nah, man. It literally seems the same as the rest of the movies to me.
Mm-mm. Wait till we get to the last part.
You gotta keep that torch lit, though, boy.
Also, Superman conducting, I guess, charging electricity and stopping the train?
Yeah, I guess.
See, to me, like, with lines like that, like, they're really trying to capture the first movie, because that's a line he says in the first movie. Oh, God, that was bad. Did you see? Like, that was horrible. Jesus Christ. Also,
what happens when you try to learn how to do perspective effects now.
Jesus, that was
instead
awful.
Of just pointing the camera right in his face or to the side of him or behind him. Or
no, I'm talking about when he was flying away.
No, that's what I mean by using a perspective effect with that CGI.
Okay. Also, Perry White looks sick. Thin. Looks sickly. Like, not even just thin, but... Oh, my.
You all right there, buddy? You have a chemo appointment?
Yeah, I kind of freaking out. I don't remember. Like, again, I try to black this movie out as much as possible, but holy crap, this is...
This isn't about making money. It's about showing the truth.
I feel like this is a commentary on, like, sort of, like, 80s mentality where you had a lot of big business sort of started pushing its weight around, evil businessmen, you know, and... like the almighty dollar rules all versus, you know, and of course, versus the truth and putting out material that isn't necessarily investigative journalism, but more just, you know, smut campaigning, which is, you know, I know you and I both would rather read interesting journalistic pieces versus look what Kanye West tweeted about today, you know?
Look at what Justin Bieber did today. He got a DUI or something.
Yeah, versus, like, actual integrative. Even if you don't care about this stuff, I'd rather there be that. But now, because it doesn't sell, you know, I understand things don't make money, but at the same time, there's got to be some integrity to it, you know?
BuzzFeed. Yeah. 5 ways you're actually a misogynistic pig.
10 ways Superman is not wrong about killing Zod. Foreshadowing.
Also, our old friend Richard Donner, who had been fired from Superman 2, was offered the director's chair for this movie, and he declined.
I would, too. I mean, they split in a horrible way. Do you have any more trivia for us, Mr. Dragon?
Christopher Reeve publicly regretted his involvement in this film. He said, "Dang. Superman 4 was a catastrophe from start to finish.
Told you.
That failure was a huge blow to my career."
Yeah, this pretty much killed his career. Like, he did not make any... I mean, granted, you know, some could say, like, he was cast as Superman, so it's kind of hard to do something else, but he pretty much did anything, and then sadly the other thing he's most known for is when he was riding his horse at an event, horse racing, he fell and it paralyzed him from the neck down.
Yeah.
You know, which is a tragic event. Rest in peace, Christopher Reeve.
Luckily, it didn't stop him from making those great guest appearances in the next iteration.
No, and even then, like, I've seen those episodes. He was still inspirational as hell.
Yeah, man.
Like, dude, like...
Really cool guy.
Like, man, I would have loved to have met him, you know?
Speaking of which, according to... How would you pronounce her name? Margot or Margot?
Margot. Margot Kidder.
Yeah, I figured that too. It was silent. Margot Kidder, she and Christopher Reeve did not get along during Filmer. Kidder states that Reeve's ego was inflated because he co-wrote the story.
Wait, Christopher Reeve's... Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, boy.
Hey, man, when you've done enough Superman movies, you know how they go.
Well, I mean,
you can,
like...
your own, right?
Yeah, oh, I mean, like, you know, it's no different than Kirk.
William Shatner.
William Shatner both directed the Star Trek movie, and that was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is the brunt of the movie, the nuclear crisis. Because for us, there is a hanging nuke cloud, like we have nukes, but it wasn't nearly as crazy from, say, 1955, like 1955 to about 1992, after the Soviet Union fell. That was when literally, like, you would have drills in schools to hide underneath your desk, which wouldn't work, but...
Of course not, but hey.
To me, I think it was more like, let's just give the kids something that they can... Because that must have been terrifying, you know?
Give them some false control of what they can do about
exactly. It. Exactly, versus, like, we see it as jokey, but I can see the merit of, like, let's give these younger kids, like, look, you're going to be okay. Yeah, and the kids probably knew they were going to die, but let's give you some, like, you're going to be fine mentality. Let's not have them panic. So this movie tries to sort of discuss that of the nuclear crisis where, like, you know, you had, you know, the Soviet Union ready to strike nukes. You had, of course, in the 60s, you had the Cuba ready to strike nukes that may have been a communist ally with the Soviet Union. We had nukes. World War III could be on the brink at any moment. It was a crazy time to live in that a lot of people don't talk about the Cold War a lot. It was a scary time to live in because even though it wasn't an actual war, like there was that feeling of dread, like literally anything could fall apart any second because of the press of a damn button.
And speaking of a scary thing, apparently Wes Craven was set to direct but was replaced after creative differences with star Christopher Reeve.
Well, I wonder what those differences were.
We gotta put Freddy in the movie. No, Freddy doesn't belong in a Superman movie.
They're all.
Fuck you. I think they're Freddy Krueger.
No, they're owned by New Line Cinema. But wow, Wes Craven was supposed to do. So who's the actual director for this movie? Can you list that?
Let me figure that out real quick.
Also, check out the legs on her.
Hey, bae. She is wearing stockings.
No, she's not. If they are, they're very sheer through. Also, she looks familiar.
Also, the director was Sidney J. Fury.
Can you list off his other direct, his or her? Because Sidney could either be a man or a woman.
Let's see. The most recent was Pride of Lions, which came out 2 years ago, which I've never heard of it. It looks like he's... It does not look like he's had a very fruitful career. Because I have never heard of a lot of these movies he's done.
So it looks like the biggest project he's attacked... It is a he, though, right?
I'm going to say yes, maybe. It doesn't really have its picture. Yes, it is a man.
Okay.
He is a man. He's done a movie series called Iron Eagle as well.
I think I've heard of that movie.
The Collectors and Her Defense, The Rage, Top of the World, Married to a Stranger. He's done a lot of movies featuring Rodney Dangerfield.
Hmm.
I've literally never heard of any of these movies.
Well, I mean, maybe he has a career. He just probably just doesn't have... I mean, I wouldn't want to put the whole blame on him because I guarantee you usually the director does get blamed for big budget movies being popular, but chances are there's a larger reason why a movie fails. So it's never one thing.
His upcoming project right now is Drive Me to Vegas and Mars.
What the fuck?
Right? What the shit is that? Oh, I'm not going to read what that movie's about. It's like an entire paragraph. You want to find out what that movie I just titled is? Look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a changing... I feel like this movie is supposed to be symbolizing of a changing world, of a new, you know, paradigm. And Clark is sort of like fighting against change in a way. You know?
I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. That guy leading the kid there on his shoulder, does he kind of look like George Bush to you?
No, I don't see it.
He kind of does to me.
Nah, George Bush has a more elongated face. He doesn't have it.
He definitely has like that weird fatherly, creepy fatherly look about him.
Wait, which Bush? George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush?
W.
Okay, W. Not his father. Not George Bush Sr.
No.
Junior.
Not Pappy.
Pappy not Bush. Hashtag Pappy Bush. Oh, wow.
Well, that's
a rude. That's a BuzzFeed headline, right? That's the definition of a clickbait headline right there. Superman says drop dead kid. Oh, holy yeah, crap. Somebody should do like a recreation of these on Twitter, you know? Put up these fake headlines. Yeah, Chief looks like he's on chemotherapy, which is so sad. This movie's sad. This movie's so sad. Follow up to the press. Because, like, when we watch a Superman movie, they're either entertaining and fun, like 3, or inspirational, like 1 or 2. But this is just, like, Superman selling his home. The Bugle's going up. Not the Bugle. The Bugle's the next marathon we're doing, which is certainly... The Bugle Planet. The Daily Planet is going under. Superman's getting hit on by hot women. He doesn't know what to do. Lois is a bitch. I don't know.
Oh, that's rude.
Well, at least they didn't get along in the movie. Like, he's questioning his life choices. This doesn't feel like Superman. Man of Steel feels like more like Superman than this does right now.
I don't know. I still feel like this is very Superman-ish. We're looking at more of a Clark Kent view of life instead of just, hey, here's Superman doing all his Superman things.
So you're actually, are you telling me you're liking this?
I'm enjoying this a little bit.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna hold out to you.
We didn't see enough of Clark Kent's side.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Also, the Fortress of Solitude is underwater. It didn't destroy itself.
Well, yeah, man. You think Superman would actually destroy it? Turns out this is the new Atlantis.
Also, this is how you know they ran out of Marlon Brando footage, because now they're using... Somehow they're using the Council of Krypton to teach Clark lessons now.
This guy also looks like Ian McKellen does now. Well, not that guy. The previous guy.
I could see it, yeah.
It's like Ian McKellen went back in time and got cast into Superman 4. Yeah.
Okay, Ghost of Christmas Past.
Also, Christopher Reeve only agreed to play Superman for this movie if the studio financed his project, Street Smart.
Wow. I mean, leverage, right?
Oh, yeah, man. You want that star power, you better pay.
So this movie, I'd imagine, had looks like a lot of egos were involved, and this movie was not going to happen, but the studio wanted it to happen, but, like, nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted to do it. Not willingly.
Right. Also, apparently, due to the failure of this movie, the same studio canceled a project for Spider-Man. Would you imagine how a 1980s Spider-Man movie would have looked like?
I don't want to. I don't. Because we'll talk about Spider-Man. The Spider-Man marathon starts 1 week after... 2 weeks after... 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks after Man of Steel finishes, guys. So we'll talk a lot about Spider-Man, along with the special guest.
It's me, as a clone.
Oh, God. I can barely handle one of you.
I'm just going to record some of my own commentary, and I'll just give it to you after we do it.
I'll just filter it in.
Yeah, it won't even really go with whatever else we say. It'll just go
like... Hi! Dragons are cool!
Really, Dragon, that's very interesting of you to say. I agree with you.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, how's it going?
So for the second time, I'm going to tell you I'm Superman. Because remember, the last time, I kind of kissed you to forget.
For whatever reason why I'm telling you now, I don't know.
Look how bad this looks, though.
It still looks as bad as it did in the previous movie.
No, the other ones at least, like...
Because it was dark.
And it was, like, I'll give you that, but at least it looked nice. It was nicer to look at. This is just like, oh my God. It's like, you can tell they're not flying. They're just literally on some... Like, this is just awful.
I noticed that in the other three movies.
No, but there was a hint of atmosphere to it. Here, it's just like, let's just slap this shit together. This looks awful. This flying looks.
Oh, hey, that Golden Gate Bridge.
This whole sequence looks awful. Wow. Yeah, well, yeah. How is that possible? And he's like, what kind of
Superman?
What kind of dick does that? How does she not? Okay, I'm done. Done.
Superman.
We're not even at the worst part yet, and I'm already fucking done with this.
Like, I'm not refuting that it doesn't look bad. I'm just saying it still looks...
No! There was a certain quality that the other movies had.
The only difference I've seen is that that particular scene was happening during the night.
And so they made it look better. They made it look better. Like, you didn't... Like, at least the other ones you could tell, like, it may have been on set, but it looked like he was actually flying part of the actual environment, you know? Versus this one, it was just like... Yeah, just blue screen the hell out of it.
So I'm looking at Superman's hair right now, and it looks like they just took, like, a cylindrical rod against it while his gel was drying.
Yeah. He looks like a 50s greaser than Superman.
And then Lois just starts walking away, and right before she enters the building, she just turns her head and says, Stay golden, pony boy.
So this basically establishes she remembers everything. Again, this is playing off of the theatrical release of Superman 2, where basically she kissed him, or he kissed her to forget, but she remembered this entire time.
Did he just do that again?
No. I don't know. That's a weird pose she's in right there, though. Like that ecstasy. Like she clearly she's having a good time with herself.
Oh, baby.
But it's like, is he gonna pretend?
The name's Bond, James Bond.
And like, apparently, super kiss is a thing.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Ever like, wish she had a super kiss.
I would not.
Yep, she forgot.
Yep. I mean, you would think like she would have remembered, but apparently, Superman has the ability to kiss you and you forget his identity.
Just be like, I'm gonna do whatever I want with you.
One night stands must be fantastic for him.
If Clark was that kind of person.
True.
So Christopher Reeve's flying harness was concealed under a larger version of the red shorts he wore for the costume, making his waist look bigger. In previous Superman movies, the bigger waist was hidden by the cape, quick cuts, or creative camera angles. In this movie, the bigger waist is clearly visible, leading some reviewers to speculate that the thicker waist was Reeve's actual waistline.
Oh, a.k.a. he's fatter.
He's fat.
He doesn't look fat at all, though.
No, he doesn't.
Also, Jimmy with that receding hairline.
And still not a ginger!
No, he abandoned his ways.
I demand he be like animated 90s animated series Jimmy Olsen.
Although I would love to be part of this.
He's got the weird red-headed mullet thing going on.
I would have loved to have been part of this scene right here where you get to see Christopher Reeve walk up and it's like actually watching Superman walk into the United Nations.
And then in the waiting line you just see Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn. Am I right?
Oh, topical humor. They would barely be young kids at this point. I think. I don't know how old they are, honestly. They're older than us, so they're probably young kids at this point.
Turns out they were actually in this movie.
No, they weren't. Add-ins. They weren't. No, stop. Stop bringing them up, please.
The movie's original budget was $36
million. Wow. That doesn't seem very high.
Just before filming was to begin, Canon Pictures, which was experiencing financial problems, slashed the budget to $17 million. As a result, the filmmakers cut corners by doing things like reusing special effects.
Which is why you get a lot of scenes with a lot of Clark versus a lot of Superman.
Before the movie even started, they slashed the budget by almost half.
Yeah. I told you.
In fact, more than half. I didn't do the math right in my head.
It's a good chunk of money.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good chunk of money. And now we're going to get political, baby. Although, to be fair, Superman is not an American citizen. I mean, he is an American citizen. But he is a citizen of the world. He is a representation of all of us. All across the globe.
Remember that time Superman just quit being an American?
That was a what-if story that people blew out of proportion. That was in 2009, by the way. Action Comics 900.
Oh, yeah. I own that issue.
Yeah, they're actually renumbering Detective and Action Comics again.
Why?
Because they want to recapture that old nostalgia. And also Action Comics 1000.
They're just wanting to cash in on more number ones and hope to bring more readers in.
Well, no, I mean,
it's
yeah,
not
no.
Even gonna work.
No, I mean, they're going to renumber Action. Not renumber it. They're going to, I mean, okay, I used the wrong word. They're going to put Action and Detective back to its old numbering.
Okay.
Everything else is going to get renumbered to new number ones, but Action and Detective are basically going back to their old numberings, so like 940-something or 950-something.
It's so dumb to just bring everything back to number one.
I agree. It's a short-sighted thing. It's extremely short-sighted. Aren't you glad you don't read comics anymore? Because that's all it is now. Renumbering.
I would still read comics if I had a comic book store around me.
You have a car you can drive?
I would have to drive all the way to Arlington.
Fort Worth? I'm pretty sure Fort Worth has a comic shop.
I don't know where any are in Fort Worth, though.
Google it, bitch.
Google doesn't exactly help. The comic book store I used to
Comic shop locator? Comic shop locator?
The comic book store I used to frequent wasn't on either one of those.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, which is why I'm going to say it's not that reliable.
It is reliable. You just that your comic store. That comic store is just dumb. Oh, look, nuclear missile.
Surely we will see the nuclear man. Firestorm.
Look at that. You're not going to call. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting.
Ben, this is a very clever way to just steal all her weaponry.
God damn it.
I actually like this.
You fucking kidding? Of course you do.
It's really funny, but I like it.
Oh my god.
Mystery Science Theater 3000. This is the thing they use on their logo.
Is this it right here?
No, I don't really. I want to say it is, though.
I don't watch.
Very much like it.
I don't watch Mystery Science Theater, but I wouldn't be surprised. And Into the Sun. I guarantee they stole that sun slugging sound effect from another movie. Guarantee it.
A clever way to capture all the missiles without any of them floating away.
In a big old net in space.
It's far enough away from the planet, I would imagine, for it to not just fall into the atmosphere.
So Lex Luthor is pretty much like weird in this movie.
Weird in what way?
Like, he's kind of the villain, but he doesn't get enough screen time, so it's like it's weird.
The vast majority of the external scenes were filmed in and around Milton Keynes, Buckinghamshire, England. Producers Menahem Golan and Yoram Globus couldn't afford to shoot in New York.
Yeah, it's expensive to shoot in New York. That's why a lot of studios.
Hard to pronounce.
Well, I mean, like, I never mentioned Superman 1, but like where they shot Smallville or rather the Kent Farm, that was in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, that whole thing was shot in Canada. In fact, Texas now is becoming a very fertile place for filmmakers to come, because it used to be that you'd have to go to Hollywood to make your movies. You'd be on the Hollywood backlot, but now people are using, because like it's land is cheaper here, at least. Now it is, but now everybody's finding out about it. It may not be so long in the future. But land is cheaper here in Texas, so filmmakers are coming here and they can get the locations on a cheaper price, either that or Canada, versus like saying it's expensive to like shoot in New York because of all the people you have to pay, like unions, all the organizations you have to deal with, versus I think it's less hoops to jump through to shoot like in Texas or the middle of nowhere, if you can afford it. I mean, the Predator movie that came out 5 years ago, or 6 years ago at this point, that was shot in Austin, Texas.
Really?
Parts of it, not all of it, but parts of it was shot in Austin.
Nice.
So yeah, that's...
Did you try to become an add-in on it?
No, but I did go, I did used to, like, where the walk, where, like, when I used to walk frequently, they shot some of there, and I never was, like, walking when they did it, but, like, after, because it was closed down, but afterwards I walked by, I'm like, this is where the Predator was at, and that was cool. So there's that.
I don't like that guy's suit.
The pin, like it looks overtly it's gaudy.
Really striped.
Yeah, it looks overtly gaudy.
If some of those black lines were thicker than the others, he'd look like the Doppler effect.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically Lex Luthor being a businessman with a bunch of floozies.
I thought he was trying to act like Richard Nixon there.
I am not a crook. Also, I feel he's actually wearing 50s, like, mad scientist getup. Like, they both are.
I can't imagine this actor just dyeing his hair like he does for this movie. Just because I have seen a few episodes of Two and a Half Men. And I know it's just like a character, but it seems like it really fits that actor's personality. You know what I mean?
Does it really? I've only seen a couple of Hit Half Men. I wouldn't think that character would wear that kind of hairstyle.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's weird to look at.
Yeah. Like, it seems so stark a contrast to what.
Now I can't see it. Now when I watch Two and a Half Men, I can't. I'm not gonna.
Now I can't unsee it.
Exactly.
He looks so carefree as to the whipped
also nobody's
alimony
gonna
paying dude he is now.
Nobody's gonna notice the random army surgeon that army guy that just shows up in.
Yeah, nobody's gonna argue Kevin Spacey just walking up on the set.
You can tell this is a smaller budget because of all the sets they use. They're very small, not a lot of actors. You can tell. Like Deadpool has out right now, and that movie had a $55 million budget, and you can tell.
My God, I just remembered.
What?
Tomorrow is the beginning of March. House of Cards is almost upon us.
Yeah. Yep.
Also to date our commentary right now.
Yeah, well, it's whatever. It's going to be out. That's all that matters.
What was...
Ides of March. Beware, Caesar, the Ides of March.
Isn't that an Ireland thing?
No, that's a thing that's like... It was like a prophet... It was in the play Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare.
Ah. Okay. Cool. Oh, come on.
Just going to listen to this random guy who they've never seen before.
Yeah, man. What else are you going to do about it?
There goes the nuke.
Like he knows what he's doing.
He's just launching nukes. This is how Godzilla gets created, guys.
I mean, it's a good thing we're not in a nuclear power plant right now. Otherwise, we'd have a firestorm on our hands. Oh, it cracks me up. Oh! Bennett comes back in 4 days.
I know.
I'm excited. I want it to be March 4th.
Into
already.
The sun it goes.
No! My crayon!
That did look like a crayon, didn't it?
Also, that was the exact same scene.
Yeah, it was. Oh, look at this cartoony. That's a fetus.
Yeah, man.
That's a human. Dragon, say hello to Nuclear Man.
Yeah. How's it going? Isn't this an actual character in
no.
the comics?
No, it's not. Shut up. It's not.
I feel like I've seen this costume before.
Oh, he has extra long nails. Ooh.
I really feel like I've seen this costume before.
Look at the CGI on this thing. This is horrible looking. Look, he leaves a trail of shitty energy behind him.
I do like the costume design, though. It looks pretty neat.
Of course you would.
Especially for the 80s.
For the, whatever. You can, okay. I like how he's so uncoordinated he can't keep up with yoga. Can you look at the actress for this assistant woman? Because she looks familiar.
She looks like the mother of that one actor from the final season of Scrubs.
What character from Scrubs?
Like the real asshole-ish, like dude bro character with the thick-ass eyebrows.
I don't know who you're talking about. I haven't seen that latest Scrubs.
What's the character's name here?
Oh, I don't know. She's just an assistant.
Lacey Warfield?
I honestly don't know. I don't even think they gave her a name in the actual thing.
Right now, I'm kind of going by the eyebrows, because that's a very distinctive feature that I can see right now.
Yeah.
What were you asking me about?
If she's been in other things. She looks like Lori. I thought it was Lori Loughlin from Full House.
She is Mariel Hemingway.
Okay, so not that same actress. She just looks very similar.
She was in Rise of the Zombies in 2012. Man Camp, Lap Dance, Papa.
Well, we can tell, unfortunately, where her failed career choices went.
She was in one episode of Law & Order.
A lot of people were in Law & Order.
See Arnold Run?
Wait, click on her Law & Order thing. What was she in Law & Order?
Ashley Jones.
What was her
2007.
Does it say her character?
That's her character, Ashley Jones.
No, I mean, like, does it say what the episode's about or anything? Because I think I know what I... Because I watched Law & Order Special Victims or Law & Order Regular?
Regular.
Damn it, never mind. Because I didn't watch that Law & Order.
Yeah, it was the best.
No, iteration. Special Victims is the best longer.
No, it's not.
It is.
Get that shit out of here right now. Also a movie known as the Sex Monster.
Even so, Christopher Reeve was pissed at that point.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just tosses it.
Oh, and she was also in two episodes of Roseanne.
Also, look at... What the fuck is Luthor doing?
Decorating. You can't see that?
Oh, it's Lex's nephew.
You can't unsee it.
No, I can't. So why is she looking like she's from the 16th century?
Maybe that's just what Lex Luthor's into.
Probably. And he's even wearing like a shirt with a frilly a frilly top, something Jerry Seinfeld would never want to wear.
Also, there was a bit of trivia I saw a bit ago about our friend Nuclear Man here. I need to find it again though.
You're telling me this looks good?
I do actually like that costume. Yes.
Of course you would.
What do you mean your father's happy to see you? How would you know he would
He created them. They created Nuclear Man.
Bow before my mullet.
Congratulations. Who's the actor playing? Who is the actor playing Nuclear Man?
Well, motherfucker, I was looking for that trivia.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. I'll look for him. Mark Pillow. And one of the bits of trivia I found about him is this is his only movie appearance ever. This is his first and his last.
Wow. Also, his voice is Lex Luthor's voice. They dubbed over him.
That's weird. Shut up, Alan Harper.
It's a little bit deeper and a little bit like more like
menacing,
but it's definitely Lex Luthor like Kevin Spacey doing those lines.
Kevin Spacey, you say?
I mean, God damn it, you got me doing it. Gene Hackman. Kevin Spacey's in the next movie.
Oh man, I love it. If I can fuck with your mind, it's great. Here it is. Originally, the film had two Nuclear Men. The first, dubbed Nuclear Man 1, wore a black costume. His scenes were filmed, but eventually cut, allegedly because previews revealed a number of serious special effect errors. The deleted footage was considered for a fifth Superman film.
Wow.
Imagine if we saw another Superman movie and it was just Nuclear Man.
Well, to get into that, there was, right after Batman Returns, there was they were going to do a new Superman movie. I don't know if Christopher Reeve was going to be in it. No, it was going to be with Nick Cage, actually. You've heard the story. It's called Superman Lives or something, where it was going to do the death of Superman as a movie. Nick Cage. There's pictures of it, too. You can go look this up. Tim Burton was going to direct, because, of course, he just directed Batman, so why not have him direct Superman? And that project went nowhere. So... that's an infamous one. And I think Kevin Smith was actually was brought in to write it, I think.
And Nuclear Man only has 11 lines.
Who, Nuclear Man?
Yes. Specifically, Nuclear Man has only 11 lines.
That's crazy.
According to his biography, Richard Lester was offered the chance to direct the movie, but declined.
Richard Lester was the director for Superman 2, the theatrical release. Just to get some context for that. I think everybody's like, I don't want to touch this heap of shit. Also, this woman has the hots for Clark.
I swear to God, she must be the mother of that Scrubs kid. That is a very distinctive eyebrow she's got. It's like dark, it's thick. It's like, I don't know any other people, actor or otherwise, have that kind of thick eyebrow. N- Now then, what was I doing? Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out where I've seen that costume before. And I think I can remember, but it was Marvel-related.
Mm. Also, I find it funny that Lois is trying to hook up Clark with her so bad. But she kind of knows that Clark is Superman subconsciously.
Okay, it was just a different color scheme, but it kind of sort of looks similar.
To what?
God, what was his name? I've only seen the outfit
Hyperion?
Once when I got Marvel Zombies Squadron Supreme.
Hyperion? Hyperion?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking of. That's who you're thinking of. I can see that. I mean, Hyperion was basically a ripoff of Superman, so.
Oh, hey. And there's the actual picture of them displaying the names. Cool. Yeah, Hyperion. Also, I just want to say Marvel Zombies is awesome.
The first couple of volumes were cool, yeah.
And then it kind of got played out.
Oh, yeah, they ran into the ground.
Marvel Zombies meets Howard the Duck. I remember that issue when that happened in versus Army of Darkness. That was great. I actually own that and the first iteration of Marvel Zombies. Love it. I need to read it again, actually. It's been quite a while. Anyways, back to the topic at hand with Superman here.
Yep. As he's trying to date two women at once.
I need to find out who this woman is and if she has any kids.
Also, that random bellhop with the sign.
Yeah, man.
Like, out of the way, please. Out of the way. Sign guy coming through.
Sometimes you just get a... run around with holding a sign. He saw the sign, and it opened up his eyes.
This is completely random, but I remember in high school, like, a couple of kids, high school kids a year older than me, made a video where it was basically a guy in a President Bush mask chasing around Obama throughout my high school and parts of downtown Austin.
Right.
It was pretty hilarious. I wish I still had the video. It was pretty damn funny.
Let's see.
Superman getting into a random car and just outright changing. That's technically not car thief, right?
That's GTA, motherfucker.
Also, rotoscope. They probably used the same flying animation and then just turned it upside down just to save money. This is literally the same shot, but in reverse.
Let's see. She was previously married to Stephen Chrisman and had two kids.
Is it me or the like? In terms of Lois's costuming, like they purposely tried to make her look older.
And I personally don't see it.
I don't know. It's something about me is like they may try to make her look a lot more older than she actually would be. I mean, I don't know how old Margot Kidder was at this point, but something in me tells me that she was a lot older.
Like Dave Franco was his name. That's who I was thinking of.
Who? Or what again?
The dude with the thick-ass eyebrows in the last season of Scrubs.
No, I don't know who that is. I didn't see the last season of Scrubs. That doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you along with some other people think that as well. They look so alike. It frightens me. He was also in Superbad and 21 Jump Street. What if we did a commentary on Warm Bodies?
No.
The twilight of the zombie genre.
That was a weird movie.
It really was.
We gotta do Twilight first, though, if we're gonna do that. And I don't want to do Twilight.
I don't want to do Twilight.
Not unless we got, like, a huge demand for it.
And then there's the other girl from Fault in Our Stars that have the thick eyebrows, I think. I think it was that movie.
This whole scene is basically Clark trying to entertain two women in his two different personalities. Oh, look, finally we might get some action.
Sponsored by Chex. And Panasonic. And 7-Eleven. Remember when we used to bitch about Man of Steel's blatant sponsoring?
Oh yeah. Okay, well, I like it's, and that's one of the complaints I never understood from Man of Steel. Oh my gosh, just blatant product pitching. Oh my god. We talked about when we made Age of Ultron. Like, it's noticeable from time to time, but I'm like when people go out of the, like, get angry about it or annoyed, I'm like, so it's they use the products you do. Big deal.
All right, so it wasn't Fault in Our Stars that I was thinking of with the actress with the thick ass eyebrows.
I'm surprised. Why is she in the Clark again?
Because he's a dude and he's charming.
Is Clark? Well, I guess some girls would probably find Clark really charming.
Oh goodness!
The Dude of Steel.
Shut up, Alan. Go pay your wife the alimony you owe her.
His wife was a bitch in that show.
Oh yeah, man. Also can't decide what sexuality she is. And then marries Ryan Stiles.
That's weird.
Within the show. I used to watch it.
A lot. We all have our times of like, you're fucking Netflix and YouTube telling me there's nothing on. Got a whole bunch of media entertainment. You know, we've all been there. I used to watch VH1's, like, I don't remember what the show was called, but I used to watch a lot of reality trash television. A lot of it. When I was, like, in high school and in, like, a little bit of my college years. That landing sequence, though.
Hello, I am who David Bowie would be if he were a supervillain.
Is that what you're getting at? I could get the Bowie inspiration a little bit. Not as cool, but...
Also, if I were a very muscle-bound David Bowie. Because, man, he was a really thin dude.
Yeah, he was. Rest in peace, David Bowie.
Indeed.
What? He's just as whiny as he is in freaking Three and a Half Men. Or Two and a Half Men, rather.
Yeah, man. I mean, he could have been an 80s action hero. With a... I don't know. Shit, I don't recognize any of these movies. Her kid, Dree Hemingway, was in.
But it doesn't say Scrubs, though?
No.
So it's not him, it's just your delusion.
It's a different person entirely.
Yeah, Alexis was the end of Superman, because Superman as a movie franchise became dormant until 2006. And then we didn't get another movie until 2013.
Like, I'm gonna link you a picture of this dude. Tell me if they don't look alike or not.
Post it and I'll see it.
My god. The radioactiveness going on right here.
That's actually something when Red Hulk showed up in Marvel Comics for the first time. He's so radioactive that when he steps to ground, he literally leaves, like, radioactivity.
Radiation, you mean?
Radiation. Oh, there we go. We're going to fight.
Fight. Kiss.
Oh, boy. And what was the plot of this movie again? Like nuclear stopping and now there's Nuclear Man. And it's really not a coherent plot here. Yeah. See what I'm talking about?
Hey, man, we all fly around in space. It's fine. It's cool.
This is so bad.
They did the best they could.
With this, I get that doesn't mean I'm still gonna shit on the product. It's still shit.
Sup, guys? Boy, there's a bunch of white people on this wall right now.
Well, it's a tourist attraction. Actually, I would love to go on the Great Wall of China. I know a friend of mine who went to China for a long time ago, and he took pictures. And like, I really would love to walk on that wall.
If Funny how he was standing in one spot and blew up all those holes while standing in that one spot.
That's called not good editing and not good continuity. What? What? Apparently Superman can just construct matter. He has matter creating vision.
What was going on down right there was the concept for Lego Man, Lego Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Oh my god. And now we're just back in space. This is some bad cutting.
No, I lost my grip.
Oh,
on you.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
So
he's a
Now, would you still say this movie was awful if they were to recreate it nowadays with the special effects that we have today?
I don't know. The plot's still dumb. The plot is still dumb, so probably not. You know? That's probably what some people say, Man of Steel. Yeah, the effects are great, but the story was shit, so...
I mean, people say that for the Nolan Batman films, too.
Namely you, but...
Kuhan 2...
Well, he says it for Dark Knight
Rises. Especially with the Dark Knight Rises.
Well, Dark Knight Rises mainly, but Dark Knight is considered...
Dark Knight sucked. Batman Begins also sucked.
He's a hater. I love how we're polar opposites. Like, I hate it. I love it. I hate it. I love it. I love it. It's great.
I hate it. Fuck you. And then I just storm off.
This is just bad. This is just, like, complete, like... I mean, I get that that's what they had with the money, but it's just... Why even make the movie at this point? They probably lost money on that small of a budget, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Like, I'm not refuting that this isn't a bad movie or not, but this does still seem very Superman-y. It could have been done a lot better, yes. But I still see a lot of aspects that make Superman in this movie.
Okay. You're the first person I've known to find merit in that. Well, that's good that you did.
I'm not blinded by everybody else's hate by this movie, because I don't...
You can agree that it's not a good movie, though.
I'm still finding it very enjoyable.
Okay.
It's nowhere near as good as anything else I've seen.
Oh, the first three we saw?
1 and 2 were very boring. That's how I feel about it.
Cappy slaps!
Also, he's wearing a Lord Zedd's emblem on his cape.
This fight...
It literally looks like Lord Zedd's emblem.
The Z?
Yeah, man.
I gotta get a clear shot of it. That reusing shots...
And now I know where that superhero movie episode of The Simpsons was based off of.
It's like an N. It's like a Z a little bit, but like it's supposed to be an N.
It looks more like a Z to me.
It's because it's at an angle. That's why.
You're at an angle.
Oh, I can see what you mean by the waistline now. He does look a little thicker that way.
Little feet.
But he's not though. It's just how the waistline works. Screw you, Superman! I'm gonna.
Fuck the French.
That would be a terrifying thing to wake up to, though, right? All of a sudden, the Statue of Liberty is just flying everywhere, though.
Oh, everybody's looking up my skirt. Put me down. Oh, man. Oh, Statue of Liberty, don't go anywhere.
Look how, like, Jesus Christ.
This does seem like a very likely thing that would happen in comics, though.
It doesn't, the visual effects don't help it. It doesn't feel, the editing doesn't, it's all the technical aspects. Like, I'm not arguing with, like, the campiness of it and just the fight of it, but, like, how it's put together is what makes it suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Reverse that footage. Reverse it.
I mean, that's all they're doing right now. It's just, like, Pull it back.
As long as we don't show anybody on either end of it, it'll be okay. No, please no.
He was running at him and he stops. Fight. What? Spear fingers. That's what he was doing. Spear fingers. Bring
Would
it
you
on.
Have laughed harder if he had just ended up flipping him off at that point?
Yeah. I would have.
Like,
oh, Superman got nicked with nuclear energy.
That wouldn't have affected Superman, though.
Well, it affected him, clearly.
It's only magic and kryptonite that affects anything.
He's actually bleeding from his neck.
Well...
What? His body is partially disappeared.
No, my cape.
I think he just straight up disappeared. You know, I said this movie was an hour and a half. It feels a lot longer than that.
I swear, he looks like Baby Bush. He looks like little W. Bush to me. If his nose wasn't as long. Okay, you see this actress right now. Did you see the picture I...
Yeah, I can see the resemblance, yeah.
Like, it was bugging me so much.
Also, this was before the death of Superman.
Yes.
And we were 3 years old when that happened. But I still remember, like, that's one of the first ever comics I remember reading was reading that issue where he and Doomsday basically punch the shit out of each other and then die. And then you have that iconic image of... Well, yeah, he basically just... His what was it? His
heart rate slowed to more... To less than an actual crawl where it
appeared to
once
death.
Every 1 or 2 days.
Which is such a cop-out. You know?
He certainly packed that in the parcel quickly.
But, like, it still had that iconic imagery. At least at the time it looked like he died. That iconic imagery of Superman, like, battle ruined and then the cape on the pole. Like, mm-hmm. Just fluttering. It was a great image. That was a great image. We need to do the Superman animated movies at some point.
Yeah, man. I would love to watch that movie again.
Superman Doomsday?
Yeah, man.
You have it?
I don't.
Oh, I have it.
I think it might still be on Netflix, though.
It's not. I have it physically, but remember for the longest time I didn't, and then I bought it.
So cold. So very cold.
Also, apparently Clark lives in a rundown apartment. That never works. That's bullshit, by the way. Using a card to open the key slot, open a locked door, that's bullshit.
My sisters have actually done that before, yeah.
I've never been successful at that shit. That does not
Neither
work.
Have I, but I know people
that
have.
It probably has to be like a wide... Like, see how wide that door is? Like, some doors are just not that wide.
I know it also ruins the card to shit, though.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Don't do that, kids.
I mean, you shouldn't do that regardless. Oh, it really isn't on Netflix. I'm sad.
I'll bring my copy so you can watch it. I don't really watch it anymore.
Everybody's saying you're dead, but I know it's not true. So, pity sex? Some people say it's the best kind. Don't ask who I know that says it, though.
Me.
Oh, my word. I need to get back to the Bates Motel TV series. I need to finish it. I don't like it, but I hate to leave a series unfinished before I can bitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very certain that this is a very touching moment for both of us. So, Lois, how's it going?
It's kind of interesting to see Clark kind of defeated, because you haven't seen that in the movies yet. I mean, you had him give away his powers and get his ass kicked, but... This is different.
But not purely defeated.
Yeah.
Like, he lost an actual fight.
Mm-hmm.
See? Watching movies with me is, like, giving you an interesting new perspective on a movie that you used to hate.
I don't like this!
But But you're liking it more now. Are you not?
I'm not liking you more. I still don't like it, but I can see. It's nice to see a fresh perspective.
I'm not blinded by your rage. I also brought some chicken noodle soup. I thought you might need it. You're looking a bit like a snowman right now.
Do you want to build a snowman?
You do realize eventually we'll have to do that movie, right?
Someday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we interrupt you counting your piles of money?
That's a lot of money. A lot of fake money.
Alan Harper, you put that down. We don't want you investing in stock. You would probably put in those failing companies like Circuit City or Target or Radio Shack. I don't know. I got nothing. Also, that dude with the handlebar mustache. And what's with that statue with the dude in...
Lex Luthor is an eccentric billionaire.
Makes you wonder why our current Lex Luthor has never built himself a nuclear man. Nuclear man, I hope you don't mind, but we changed your name to Hyperion. And we're selling you to Marvel. Hope that's cool. Does he actually have a true mullet? It's kind of hard for me to tell. What do you think, Ben? Mullet? No? Yes?
Mullet, yes.
Mm. Damn you, 80s.
Well, I mean, we did get mullet Superman, so... God, he looks sickly as hell.
I hope so. He's...
I mean, he has radiation
inside.
Exactly, but it's so creepy.
Oh, man, he's even balding there.
I know, it's disturbing me. I mean, like... I don't want to mention the video because it's really graphic. I don't want anybody to watch it unless they want to watch it. But I've seen an animated version of what the nuclear bomb dropping on Tokyo did. Mm-hmm. It's not, obviously, we don't have real footage of that, at least on the ground. But like, there's an animation depiction. It's one of the most haunting things I've ever seen. And occasionally I'll like have nightmares of that just because I could think about it. Jesus. He's starting to fly, I think. What's going on here?
He's got a smoke machine in his sleeve. That's what's going on. Also, yeah, it's kind of weird that he's just kind of hanging out there.
Yeah, we don't... Like, again, there's not really a plot. Like, you would think the plot is rid all nuclear things.
Sorry, I was picturing Nuclear Men and Superman flying next to each other. Superman looks behind him, and Nuclear Man just flips him off.
Yeah.
Sup, bro? You got that new Call of Duty game, bro? I love that series. They say they have improved the graphics from the last game, making the gun look more like an actual gun. Oh, hey, he got better from his radiation sickness.
Magically.
Nah, man, it was science. Thanks to Krypton. Oh, I'm sorry, Krypton. I gotta go with the movie's history of terminology of its shit. Quick! Shoot lasers into his eye in a very minor way. Give him that instant lobotomy. Was that footage reversed too? I couldn't tell at that point. Ben, you've gone very quiet for this movie.
Sorry, there's not much to talk about. This is boring, this is uninteresting, this is a dumb action sequence. I hate this movie.
We're not watching The Dark Knight, though.
I don't think you can do all this irradiation. Like, those gentlemen would be killed already.
I mean, this was back when we didn't fully understand what radiation does to anybody. Like, for example, The Incredible Hulk. For example, Spider-Man. For example, The Fantastic Four. For example, a majority of Marvel superheroes that we know from the classic days of when the cop-out was using radiation or some weird scientific mumbo-jumbo.
Well, I mean, like, that was a commentary just on, like I said, it was, like, earlier, like, how nuclear accidents and nuclear what was present it was at the time, you know? Like, science experiments gone wrong because of nuclear explosions. That was the thing. Now, not so much anymore because it really doesn't apply to our day-to-day lives. Back then, it did.
We also didn't fully understand what radiation actually does.
There's that, too. Bitch slap!
No. Hopefully this elevator will hold you.
Apparently it did.
It does.
Karate chop. Did you see that? Karate chop!
I got my kung fu lessons from Austin Powers.
I was gonna say William Shatner, how Shatner would do the chop in Star Trek.
Yeah. Also judo chop.
Judo chop. I'm gonna fight you shirtless.
I'm gonna throw you right in the sun too, or not.
No, you're gonna drop him on the moon, the opposite of the sun. We're gonna fight on the moon, baby.
If you believe they put a man on the moon.
Don't bring the conspiracy theory bullshit into my commentary.
Actually, that was just a lyrical reference from R.E.M.'s Man on the Moon.
Oh. It's conspiracy theory bullshit.
It's something out there to see. And outside is cold.
Of course he gets his powers from the sun. We're on the dark side of the moon, another musical reference.
Pop quiz, who wrote that song?
Pantera?
Nope. But is it does start with a P.
I thought it was Pantera.
Nope.
I don't know. I can't remember that.
Just remember that I will see you on the dark side of the moon.
Hashtag America. Superman just takes 5 minutes to pose.
The answer will surprise you, Ben. All you have to do is click on this BuzzFeed article.
No.
It was Pink Floyd.
Okay, that's what it is. Why am I thinking of Pantera?
I don't know. Why are you thinking of Pantera? Especially considering Pink Floyd has an album called Dark Side of the Moon.
No, but they did a moon song too. I don't know. Bitch slap.
Ow. Additional pop quiz. Do you know what song in that album where Pink Floyd says that lyric?
No, I don't. Oh my god. That was horrible.
It was Brain Damage. And while we're on the subject of Pink Floyd, did you know that the album for Dark Side of the Moon was actually written by a man that was actually a schizophrenic?
That's crazy. So what do you think about these crazy action sequences?
Very comic booky. I like it. And it looks like they were actually trying to be a bit scientific with it, with the fight being on the moon where gravity isn't as...
Yeah, but like the sloppy editing and like the just how like the wire work, it just doesn't look as good. Also, the yelling doesn't help.
Like I said, this guy probably wouldn't have been a great 80s action hero if he were, like, a soldier in a Vietnam movie or something. I don't know. Like a Reb Brown, if you will. Or the only thing I think he was really known for was his screaming.
Oh, wow, he's literally pounding him into the moon.
Every time he does it, he looks like he's just really regretting what he's doing, too.
Who, Superman or
no, Nuclear Man? Like, it looked like it was painting him to do it.
That's weird.
Like, I'm sure they were trying to make it look like it was just him putting in the effort of doing it. but he looked so sad about
it. Why are
doing
we cutting
that,
away from the fight? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
I mean, it's over. Nuclear Man won, right? Am I right?
Also, funny how she was, like, basically, like, a, like, kind of, like, a, the complete opposite, and now she's on, like, a whole arc of her, like, what, it's not really an arc, because she kind of just rubs off, Clark just rubs off on her, and she's like, now we have to think about journalist integrity.
Hey, sup? Deuces. Where did he go? I think he took my woman, though.
America!
Yeah!
Also, she
How
should
that
be...
flag was flowing in space, I don't know.
Also, she should...
Ben, you can't bitch about this because...
No, I'm not. I'm
so
not bitching about this.
Comments.
It's just more just like... Like... I was going to say, like, the tides are fucked.
If anything, Lacey's fucked right now if she's in space.
Yeah, how is she breathing?
She's not. Oh, shit. What am I going to do?
They're
I
got
to hang on while I have no atmosphere to breathe in.
How the... I can't... Whatever, I'm done.
Let's just say he was transferring enough radiation for her to breathe in.
That's dumb. I'm going to call bullshit on you.
Hey, man, you guys give it that comic book logic where they don't...
No, there's a certain... Even comic book logic has a certain freaking limit.
Oh man!
He just threw him in a missile silo.
I wonder how he would escape from this, though. Like, wouldn't he just have enough light to do that, or is it specifically from sunlight that he?
I think it might be from sun. I think it might be from sunlight.
We got it back, Perry. Oh, man. I feel like the speech would have been inspired by Foghorn Leghorn.
I don't see it.
Now, I'm no tycoon, but I do know good reporting.
So Perry White's not Southern.
I want to picture Perry White with a Southern accent now. Just because I'm watching this movie with very low audio.
Yeah. Also, now the big bad businessman doesn't own control the company anymore.
Yay!
Or majority share. He doesn't own.
Now get the fuck out of my building, boy. Start delivering papers.
Yeah, a very emotional ending, and we'll never see it. We won't. This is the last time we got a good Superman movie. I'm not a good Superman movie. The last time we got a Superman movie for almost 19 years.
Really?
1980, because 2006. That's when Superman Returns came out.
Oh, man.
1987 to 2006. Or rather, 88, rather. 88 to 2005, nothing.
Did nobody arrest Alan Harper and Lex Luthor?
No, they're just plot threads. They don't exist anymore.
What, they still broke the law and all that shit, right?
They don't matter.
But they're still supervillains. Or a supervillain.
They got away.
Dude. Well, then, even for you, you changed pretty quickly there. Hey, how's it going?
You know, now that you mentioned she told me she hates him, it's kind of hard to see these scenes of tenderness and loving towards each other. Just a little bit, because, like, that animosity. Maybe that's why they had Clark pine over, like, a different woman pine over Clark. And maybe that's why she wasn't in Superman 3 as much.
Or maybe it was because in the script that Christopher Reeve co-wrote, he was just like, and two different women pine over me. You included.
That might be possible. I mean, you know, I wouldn't put it... I mean, Christopher Reeve is a great actor, but he's also still a man.
Just get, like, those that teenage antics of and two women want me instead of just the one.
He wanted to be Archie.
Except not even Archie can get that right.
What the fuck is Lex wearing? His jacket. That weird-ass jacket.
Oh, that's rude. So, a fun fact, or a little fun fact about me. Back in middle school, when everybody had a cell phone, but it was like one of those shitty pay phones where you had to get...
Minutes?
Yeah. I had the Nokia phone where I had like a dragon background on the back of it, because of course I did. And my dad asked to borrow it while they were on a... while they were picking up somebody from the airport or something like that. But I didn't realize that my phone was always on silent because school, you can't have that shit ringing in the middle of the class or else they'll take it from you and you have to pay to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire time, my dad was trying to fiddle with the phone, trying to make it louder or he got so upset that he couldn't hear it ring, he threw it outside the car window in the middle of a highway.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I got another phone until a year after that happened. And it was so funny.
I'm not even mad. See you in 20 years. Yeah, that's actually close. That's close.
Deuces.
That's actually close to when we'll see Lex Luthor again. And the same ending again. Literally, it's the same ending.
Deuces!
And ladies and gentlemen, that does it for the Christopher Reeve era of Superman. We're not done with the Superman marathon.
We still got two left,
right? We got two more left. We got the Superman Returns, the attempt to bring back Superman to the national public, and then, of course, the very controversial Man of Steel. Final thoughts, first over on Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, and then the Christopher Reeve era of Superman.
Obviously the best of the four.
God damn it. Of course you would fucking say that.
No, I can see why people would say this is the worst of them, but it does show a lot more campiness. It does show a lot more things I would say goes along with Superman and Clark Kent's characters. But Superman 3 does that better, in my opinion. 1 and 2 were boring to me. I couldn't give a shit because not a lot ever happened and it was just always to a slow crawl from beginning to end, or at least up until action actually starts happening or anything that remotely matters to anything plot related. With that said, I said I see why people hate it, but I don't see why people hate it as much as they do. If that makes sense. I did like 3 and 4 at the very least. And that's my opinion. What about you, Ben?
I love the first two. They're some of my favorite superhero movies of all time. Superman 3, you made me look at it differently. You made me enjoy it more than I did. This one, you can't... I see what you're saying, but technically it's still a bad movie.
It's still a bad movie. It's more enjoyable.
No.
Still.
No. It's enjoyable because I'm watching it with you, but outside of that. This killed Superman. Like, the Richard Pryor movie, while not bad, didn't help, but this killed Superman at the box office for 19 years.
It had a lot of things going against it before it even...
True, but it still killed it.
It lost more than half its budget.
No, you're right. I'm not saying that. But again, the finished product still killed it. This is the movie that sort of put Superman in the ground, box office-wise, and Batman took over the mantle and ran with it. So much so, I talked about the attempted revival with Tim Burton directing Superman, doing...
Awful.
It was called Superman Lives. It was going to be a whole trilogy. Superman wouldn't have his cape. It was weird. There's a whole... Kevin Smith did a whole, like, talking about it. Just go look at Kevin Smith Superman. Go read that. It's pretty interesting.
I don't think Tim Burton is the right director.
No, but the reason he can do it is because, like, he brought hit to Batman, so why can't he do it? But it never came off the ground. But next up, ladies and gentlemen, next week we finally hit the modern era with Superman, with a movie that I will never forget because it was a very faithful night when I saw Superman Returns. this is the first Superman movie not starring Christopher Reeve, the first Superman movie in almost 20 years. Brendan Routh. Superman, Adam. A whole new cast of characters, a whole new thing. But is it that different from Superman 1 and 2? That'll be a debate left up to you. The Superman Marathon is heading to its climactic conclusion, the penultimate chapter with Superman Returns, and, of course, eventually the controversial Man of Steel. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you all next week.